From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his first message in an intensive study of the book of Romans. In this epistle, the Apostle Paul explains the meaning of the gospel of Christ. Because of the book's importance in the light of current reappraisals of Paul's writings, Dr. Cairns is first explaining the necessity for a clear understanding of this epistle. As he will strongly emphasize, any preaching of the gospel that is not based on Paul's exposition of it in Romans is not biblical. It was through studying the book of Romans that Martin Luther came to an understanding of justification by faith, the doctrine which led to the Protestant Reformation. In our day as well, it is urgently important that the teachings of Romans are preached without apology and without reinterpretation. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the next portion of a sermon entitled Romans, a Glorious and Powerful Message. First, please listen to this brief devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled Enemies at Peace. The text is Proverbs 16 and verse 7. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. I must see that my ways please the Lord. Even then I shall have enemies, and perhaps all the more certainly, because I endeavor to do that which is right. But what a promise this is! The Lord will make the wrath of men to praise him, and abate it, so that it shall not distress me. He can constrain an enemy to desist from harming me, even though he has a mind to do so. This he did with Laban, who pursued Jacob, but did not dare to touch him. Or he can subdue the wrath of the enemy and make him friendly, as he did with Esau, who met Jacob in a brotherly manner, though Jacob had dreaded that he would smite him and his family with the sword. The Lord can also convert a furious adversary into a brother in Christ and a fellow worker, as he did with Saul of Tarsus. Oh, that he would do this in every case where a persecuting spirit appears! Happy is the man whose enemies are made to be to him what the lions were to Daniel in the den, quiet and companionable. When I meet death, who is called the last enemy, I pray that I may be at peace. Only let my great care be to please the Lord in all things. Oh, for faith and holiness, for these are a pleasure unto the Most High.
Son of God, forsaken,
From time to time here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include such issues as, what is the gospel? Why did Christ have to be virgin-born? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. As we've mentioned, all of these video clips have been available on the ltbsradio.com website. Now we're pleased to make available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of Q&A with Alan Cairns free of charge simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD of Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email ltbs@freepress.org. That's ltbs@freepress.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Finally, if you wish, you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day.
Thank you. The Reformation was one concentrated application of the teaching and theology of the Book of Romans. That's what set the whole continent of Europe on fire. That's what overturned the monolithic edifice of medieval popery. That's what put the Pope and his cardinals and his priests to flight. That's what set at liberty hundreds of thousands of souls and established the gospel in country to country. It was the exposition of this great book of Romans. John Wesley was converted to Christ listening to a Moravian preacher read Luther's introduction to the book of Romans. That's when his heart was strangely warmed. And I am going to make a statement that may sound outlandish, and indeed it may suggest questions in your mind, and it may lead you to say, is he saying that this was not a real work of God? I am not the judge of any man's ministry, but I am able to take this word and understand its plain statements and believe them. And I will say this, that every solid work of evangelism, every solid work of church planting has been squarely based on a true understanding and exposition of the book of Romans, of the gospel it contains. Any evangelism that is not in line with Paul's teaching of justification in this book is not biblical evangelism. Understand that. No matter how successful a church movement may appear to be, no matter how many thousands and hundreds of thousands of people it attracts, if it is not a church that is based upon this gospel of Jesus Christ, expounded by the apostle, as I say, more fully here than anywhere else in the Bible, if it is not that, then what is it built upon? What is it built upon? And here Paul's words to the pastors and the preachers and the church planters in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 comes into play. And if I may paraphrase him, he's saying, you may build a great church. I have laid a foundation, but you be careful how you build on it. Because what you build in that church, the church you raise, may be gold, silver, precious stones, that's staying true to the foundation. Or it may be wood, hay, and stubble that will be burned up, and you will stand before God with nothing. I've said before from this pulpit, and I say it again, that something should burn its way into the heart of every preacher. I think I have taken that seriously down through the years. I hope I have. Because as I get older and face the reality that I will soon stand before God, I tremble. I tremble. After all these years of working in churches and preaching week by week and evangelizing and all the rest of it, is there any gold, silver, or precious stones? I have a great conviction that preachers do well to have no eulogies at their funerals. So if I die tonight, no eulogy tomorrow or the next day. And I have a great fear of people judging the so-called success of a man's ministry. I see too readily how easy it is that while they're talking nonsense on earth, that preacher may be standing before God with wood and hay and stubble. Serious stuff. Paul says, I'm laying a foundation here. Make sure your building is in keeping with the foundation. Remember that when Paul wrote to the Galatians, he was expounding, not so fully, but he was expounding this very same doctrine that fills the book of Romans. And it was concerning this doctrine of the gospel that he said in Galatians chapter 1, though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. That's another fearful statement. I've talked to people who have sat in Bible-believing churches, and they've told me themselves, I have been there for 20 years, 30 years. I have listened to the preacher every time he's got into the pulpit. I have never once, ever heard the doctrine of justification by faith expounded. Never once. Now, I have only one question for those preachers. And I mean this literally. I'm not using it in any way as just a manner of speech or as an expletive. I would ask them honestly, in God's name, what have you been preaching? What have you been preaching? Paul says, if your gospel is not this gospel, then I condemn you to hell. Is that strong? I'll tell you, the preacher that doesn't tremble when Paul gets to work on this subject is a strange man indeed. So we're coming to a great epistle. There's a great need for it. And I trust that we will be greatly blessed by it. Now as we expound this, as I said, I have produced a little outline booklet for you. And I hope it will be useful to you. We'll start off with the subject. And Paul has a subject in this epistle. And he gives it to you right off. In verse 1, he calls it the gospel of God. In verse 3, he says it's the gospel of God concerning his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. So here's his subject, the gospel of God concerning his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. But define it a little further. The subject of the gospel concerning his Son, Jesus Christ, and the blood-bought righteousness that God has provided in Christ for the salvation of guilty sinners by faith alone. Verse 16 and 17, and he takes this up again in chapter 3, verses 21 and following. Now here's the subject. Paul says, I'm going to be talking to you. I'm going to be dealing with the gospel of God that concerns Jesus Christ. Do you see that? What is the gospel all about? It's about Jesus Christ. The gospel is not, are you disappointed? Are you weary? Are you footsore? Are you shedding tears? Has the world let you down? Does your mommy not love you? Then come to Jesus. It's not the gospel. Now, don't misunderstand me. If you are unloved by men and women on earth, if you are footsore and weary with life's journey, if the world has disappointed you, there is an answer in Christ. But that's a byproduct of the gospel. That's only true because of the gospel. The gospel concerns Jesus Christ. I can't tell you the number of times I've gone to hear a gospel preacher, and I have literally failed to hear the name of Jesus Christ even mentioned. Now I put it to you, you can't be preaching the gospel if you don't even mention the name of Christ. You can't be preaching the gospel. I have heard, I think, and I will mention no names, Most of you wouldn't know him anyway, but I heard a brilliant preacher. You're talking about a man with ability from the top of his head to the sole of his foot, homiletically, oratorically, exegetically, academically, you name any other way. I would say there's a man a million miles ahead of where I'll ever be. And he was preaching from the Old Testament. And what he said was all true enough. My wife was there. We had another person there. And both came out. You see, they're not as critical as I am. And they said, he spoke very well. I said, he did. But do you realize in 40 minutes he never once mentioned the name of the Lord Jesus? Never once. Not even a mention. There's much about God. God this, God that, God the other thing. But a Jew could have said everything he said. There was nothing distinctively Christian. Now I put it to you, unless you're preaching Christ, you can't be preaching the gospel. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, we preach Christ. The gospel is all about Christ. Who he is. What he has done. Where he is, what he's doing, how he's coming back again, what it is for us to be in him and what it is for him to be in us. The gospel is all about Christ. But it's all about righteousness in Christ. A blood-bought righteousness. That's the subject of this epistle. Now, in dealing with this subject, Paul, as he always does in his epistle, starts off with a salutation. Now, a salutation is just a big word. The everyday word for it in our language is hello. Or, dear so-and-so. That's our salutation. Comes from a Latin word that means health. So it really was a nice way of expressing interest in the person to whom you're writing. Salutation, verses 1 to 7. But there's a whole lot more than hello and dear Romans in this salutation. Then there's the introduction, and that's from verse 8 through verse 15. Then in verses 16 and 17, there is his great statement of theme. Now we've got his subject, but the theme is how he's going to deal with the subject. This is the refinement of it. How he's going to deal with it. And after verse 17, right through to the end, you've got the great body of the epistle. Now you know when people come to deal with this book, the salutation and the introduction are very often stepped over fairly quickly or lightly, as if they had very little to do with the theme. Or else they're treated in isolation. They introduce a variety of subjects. For instance, Paul and servanthood, Paul and apostleship, and the humanity of Christ, and then the resurrection of Christ, and what that proves. All these little islands of truth, and they're all true, but they're dealt with in isolation. But in actual fact, the more I look at this, and I'm stepping out on a bit of a limb here, because I don't find that it's usually the way it's looked at. But as I look at this, I believe that every section in those first 15 verses is vitally connected with what Paul says in verse 16 and 17. And not only vitally connected with it, but I believe that he's introducing the central theme and he's raising subjects here that he's going to expound more fully later on.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, You may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.